Dr. Gail Saltz is a psychiatrist and a Today contributor, and Money Magazine's Gene Chesky is today's financial editor. Ladies, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So you look at the statistic, you say, okay, 25% of marriages right now, the woman earns more than the man. Great for women, great strides. But if you also look at the fact that in those marriages, the divorce rate is higher than in marriages where the man makes more, you realize you have a problem here.
You absolutely have a problem. It's making people on both sides of the equation uncomfortable, women just as much as men.
Men are uncomfortable because, cut to the chase, money is power.
Money is power, and money and power is masculinity. This has so much to do with what your view of it means to be masculine and feminine. For both. It's very important for both, because if you don't feel like your man is masculine, right, then what does that say about your femininity?
Okay, so wait a second. So we understand why the men get freaked out. This is because they've been taught to say, I'm the provider, I'm the protector. But why exactly then are the women uneasy with this? Guilt?
It's guilt. It's guilt for leaving the household, going out earning your spouse, depriving him of that masculinity.
I think it's exactly that. Depriving him of the... It's imagining women could get to, what am I really guilty about? They think they're robbing their husband of his masculinity.
And at some point, don't they start to question whether the husband's really trying as hard as he should be, and is he a slacker in some cases?
I think that's defensively somewhat to relieve their guilt. Well, maybe he's being slacker. It's not me robbing him of it. But of course, there's a wish to have an equal partner and feel provided for, too, on the part of the woman.
Let me get to some of the tips that you both come up with for how to make this work in a relationship. Think outside the box. And I think with what you mean there is redefine what it means to the terms masculine and feminine.
Very much so. It's that, and it's also look for other ways to make each other feel masculine and feminine. So it doesn't have to be only about money being power. There's time commitment, there's organization, there's nurturing. What else do you provide in ways that you can make each other feel those masculine and feminine roles?
Contribute something else of value to the relationship.
Exactly.
That's right.
Don't feel guilty. That's the other one.
Well, and it's what that guilt makes you do that's the problem. We've seen with women who out-earn their spouses, they come home and they take on a vast majority of the household chores, which causes much more stress in the relationship, and they hand their paychecks over. There's a new book out that shows women who out-earn their spouses just give the money to the guys and let them manage it.
So that they can have something that makes them feel masculine again. They are running the household finances, even if they're not bringing in that money.
Right. That's true. And that might not be a bad thing to say you could manage, as long as the woman still knows where the money is and she has access to the money.
And by the way, you very rarely hear women who make a lot of money talking about the fact they make a lot of money, and you hear men talking about that all the time. They avoid the subject,
right,
women.
We heard in the tape the woman talking about the fact that she actually hides this. This couple goes out to dinner, she lets him pay the check so he feels better.
You know, Matt, what matters so much is the roles of your family of origin. So a woman might not feel comfortable talking about the money she's making if her mother never would have done that, and that wasn't the dynamic at home.
By the way, this subject gets very complicated when the wife becomes pregnant and the baby arrives. Now, what about maternity leave? If the wife is the primary breadwinner, how comfortable is she going to be even considering being a stay-at-home mom?
Right, and because you have to run the numbers in advance, and you have to really explore the options. I mean, we're not talking about the good point of this, which is that this gives the family overall some additional flexibility
options
to figure out who should be working at which point. And if your lines of communication are open, then you can really use this to your advantage.
But again, more of these marriages end in divorce than traditional types of marriages, so there's clearly some issues to be dealt with. Gail and Gene, thanks very much.
Sure.